it's you have to draw, you know, the things that you learn from the season, good and bad, and carry it on into the next year and into the off season. You know, I really break things down and make sure that I carry positives and good things over into the off season, and I can't dwell on, you know, what all happened last year. It's a new year now, and this is my opportunity to make a team again and be here with the Packers. And
you know, the last thing I want to do is ruffle anybody's feathers. I want to come in and be the friend, the teammate, you know, the supporter that I am, and I think they've appreciated that.
Every day I go out there and I'm competing. It's something I do every offseason. I'm competing with myself and competing with guys all over the league, just looking to break in. So for me, it's it's good to see that guy next to you. It definitely puts a little added competitive juice in there, and I think it's been good. It's been good for me. I feel like I've been hitting the ball well and competing, and I think from top to bottom with this team, that's how we excel and that's how we get better.
Well, it's definitely a delicate issue, and I feel like I've asked Mason for advice, and but like I said, I didn't want to come off as overbearing, so I didn't ask for advice on day one after just shaking his hand. I can't thank him enough and team, but they've been very cordial, been very friendly, been very welcoming to me, because I need to be around people, and I definitely need to feel that connection, that I feel I bring to the table, and for them to open up and be so warm to me, it's greatly appreciated on my part.
George, as you guys get to know him, he is he is one of the friendliest people I've ever met. Just falls right into place. He's just a great dude. I'm really impressed with him.
He just fits right in and has a great attitude. He has a really, really good attitude, and we've all kind of become friends pretty quickly.
I like to just keep on doing what I've been doing, working hard in the weight room, working hard on the field, putting my time in the film room, and keep doing the little things, both mentally and physically, and also to a certain extent spiritually, that I know will give me the best opportunity to succeed, just on a day-to-day basis.
The main thing in regard here is that I've always held for a right-footed kicker, so it's just learning to do that skill backwards or the other way. It's difficult, and it's coming along. I don't know that I'm game ready right now, but I think I'm doing a decent job with it. And once I found out we signed Giorgio, back when I was in Kentucky, I started working on it right away. So it's coming along, and I'm confident in it.
You know, I want to be 100% on field goals. I gotta make kicks. It's my job. It's my responsibility to go out there and make field goals. So every time I take the field, that's my focus, and especially this off season, practice in the way or everything I'm doing, I'm focused in on being sharp, being in that moment, and taking advantage of that opportunity. And I think it's going to carry me a long way.